Let me close the light behind me. All right. So, we'll start with a joke. There was one time this comedian who wanted to get work, he went to find himself an agent. Of course, the agent always wants to interview his prospective client. So he said, "What do you do?" He said, "I'm a comedian." The agent thought for a second. He said, "What would you tell me is your best quality?" Comedian said, "Ask me the question again." Agent went, "It's timing." Did everybody get the joke? Okay. Oh, nobody's on sound. Okay, I'll just pretend like you heard it. What we find is the following. Again, I'm going to keep going with the theme about being conscious, but this will have a very interesting manifestation. And I'm continuing with the theme of don't let other people tell you what to do. I mean, you do. You listen to your Rebbe, you listen to your teachers, to good friends in that positive type of way. But if you relinquish the complete process to what's outside of you, there's going to be a problem. What we find is Rashi says in the beginning of this week's parsha, why is the parsha of Meraglim put directly next to the one of Miriam? The answer is they spoke Dibor Ra'ah about Eretz Yisrael, which paralleled Miriam's speaking Dibor Ra'ah about her brother, although they asked the Lamdish a question. There's a rule that you don't put two misfortune type of events one next to the other. So they made a distinction that the one of Miriam was on an individual basis. But when the spies spoke Dibor Ra'ah about the land, they were speaking against Hashem. So the rule applies to two types of misfortunes, which have to both do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Major types of Dibor Ra'ah. So the other thing that caught my attention was that Rashi says, these Rishayim saw what happened to Miriam, and they didn't take Musar. Now, that seemed to me a little harsh. Usually, a person isn't called a Rasha for missing on what just happened. Because a Rasha is someone who does something on purpose, as if he wanted to miss the point or dafka be over. But if I ask it as a Shaila, is it because they on purpose wanted to miss the point or because they weren't thinking? And if they weren't thinking, why weren't they thinking? What did they miss? Was it A, bias, personal bias? Please allow me to say something which I just checked with Rabbi Leventhal, but he didn't remember seeing this ever. I kind of at least 75% remember seeing it. But the bias could be a lot of things. One was, the thing which I'm kind of remembering that I read, was they were afraid they weren't going to be Nesiim anymore in Eretz Yisrael. There's many other takes on what their problem was, but that was one of them. That was a personal bias. Or is it just that they weren't thinking right? In other words, their timing was off. Some people might recognize this book. There's a book by a man named Dr. Daniel Kahneman, and it's called Thinking Fast and Slow. I made a mistake for years not having seen the book recently, and I thought it said thinking fast so you can think slow. Now, that's usually the opposite of what you would think. As regards bias, like I said, there's many chazals about where their own personal things came into play. But if you go to the pasuk in Devarim, chapter 1, when he gives a musar in the month or so before he's going to pass away, it says, it's a re-report when he's telling them over of what happened with the spy case. And it says in Pasuk Chaf Beis, Vatik Ravun Eli Kulchem, all of you came close, Kulchem. And Rashi says, Be'ir Buvya. And Yerbuvia means that at a different place, the pasuk at 21 says, "Vatikar Ravun Eli Kol Rashi Shivtechem V'Ziknehem V'Tomru." The end of the pasuk. Now that was a fitting coming in front of Moshe, because they had the proper respect for the more important and more developed people came first. And as Rashi finishes off in Devarim, the children, the young people, gave kavod to the zakenim, and they sent them before them. And the zakenim gave kavod to the nesiim, to the heads. But here it says, you all came in front of me in a big mixed up crowd, like a wild mob. And the children pushed the zakenim, and the zakenim pushed the rashim. That's Beferish Rashi. So what we find is as follows. The pasuk shows, we first of all brought up the possibility of bias, and I said the second possibility is they just weren't thinking right. In other words, their timing is off. And that pasuk in Devarim shows that the flaw was in their process of thinking. It's a type of mixed up thinking. Plus, when people act like that, there's a certain degree of hot-headedness or heat. There was a rush to make things happen, and therefore their timing was off, as the joke showed. So what we find is when somebody tries to do something in a, they may think they've thought it out, but they're doing it with a little bit too much hislavus, and it was in a mixed up way when they showed up in front of Moshe, they showed that they weren't patient and they weren't looking at the situation in a clear type of way. And once people start to put a certain process in motion, it's hard to stop it. Now, it would turn out that something else arises from this. We find that when there's a mixed up mind trying to grapple with a situation, that heat, that trying to do it a little too quickly, even though they might have thought they have thought it out, but there's another mita involved over there. And therefore, not only did they start the approach that way, when they came back, they ended up failing. And all those people didn't get to come into Eretz Israel, except, of course, for Yeshua and Kalev. Now, this principle should be called when you rush things, when your timing is off. My son came back from yeshiva, Katana, one time, and he said something very beautiful in the name of his Rebbe way back then. He said, you know, a ganav, when he steals something, if he wasn't supposed to get that, he will not succeed in the theft. And if he's supposed to get it, then he will get it without having to steal it, because he wouldn't have succeeded. If Hashem doesn't want him to have it, he won't get it. But his main aveira was Hashem was out of the picture. He tried to rush things, and therefore it's considered a complete distorted process of thinking. I will tell you two more maisim. Being too hot-headed, and I don't mean crazy mad, but just a little bit overheated. I remember we used to have a musarbad 40 years ago when I was young. And we used to do it for a couple of hours every Thursday night. And the whole shiur got together and we came up with a wonderful idea for the yeshiva. And the next day we all ran to the Rebbe Notice I used the word ran. And we said, Rebbe, we have this whole incredible idea. And we told it to him, and he went, no. Whatever it was, the next day, some of us went over to ask him, why did he refuse so flat out? He said, basically, without using the word, because the way you came to me was bit your bubya. You were a little bit too overexcited. And I didn't know this back at the time, but I know this story from later in my life. Rav Chaim Volozhin went to the Gra, his Rebbe, and he came to a certain part of his development, and he says, I want to open a yeshiva, spread Torah. And he told him his whole idea. The Gra went, no. It was only 3 years later, he came back to ask again. And this time the Gra said yes. So of course, Rav Chaim Volozhin said, what's the difference between the first time I came and the second time I came? And he said, because the first time you came with a little too much hislavas. There was a little too much personal stake in it. And from that kind of relationship to the situation, no good will come out. Not no good whatsoever, but there's going to be not good stuff that will enter into the situation. When you came to me now, you were completely even. I see you worked yourself out to the degree, so now I said yes. Timing is everything. To add one more thing in, as follows. A person needs to calm down and step back. Take an active step back. Begin to think calmly. What do I want to say to myself? Not what should I be thinking or not thinking, but how do I want to be thinking about this? That's taking a step back. In other words, you can modify your process in the now. And that's it. Once you say to yourself, How do I want to be thinking about this, and how should I be thinking about this? You slow the whole process down, and that's the beginning of taking a step back. Now you can take a step forward. Did you ever notice when you're all overexcited about something, little confusing things come in, and you make certain kinds of mistakes in your thinking, you miss a point, so forth and so on. But when you're calm emotionally and mentally, it's at that point you notice you do your best work, and all of a sudden your mind begins to race forward because you're not rushing. You're doing that in that menuchas hanefesh state. Probably one of the best ways to train yourself to be able to step back like that. Here it comes, the whole universe. Do chesed. Well, you go, chesed's like helping out somebody else. But here's the perception that's involved in that. Chesed's the best way to step out of yourself. You see what the other person needs. Your focus is not here, it's there. Once you've got your focus there, you can also step into that role and look at yourself. And I quoted this, I think Rabbi Leventhal will remember this quote because I think we even talked about it. And I think back then it was either anonymous, but somebody said it. It is well to remember that the entire universe, with one trifling exception, is composed of others. What a perspective. That's an automatic way. If you find yourself too self-involved, look for a way to step out. Once you're there, you'll notice Hashem's right next to you. When you're all tied up in yourself, you're tied up in yourself. Hashem says, hello. That's the Vort.